This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
At the risk of polluting the Rio Grande, but maybe stopping illegal immigration, can we send all of our flu shots down there and just build the wall out of flu shots?
Yay! Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Welcome, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. No waiting, just right in there. I just keep thinking of all the possible solutions or options as we've got this. Can we say a Mexican standoff, or is that considered racist?
Oh, that's right? So racist. How could you say something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like somebody wants to build a wall, a fence. I've said build it out of syringes, and people are not going to climb over once they know what's in a flu shot. I'm just trying to help out here. Just trying to.
Where are we at here? Day 26 or 28 or something like that? This shutdown thing, and
keep it going, y'all. Keep it going. I know people feel sorry for the 800,000 federal workers. I'm like, find a job in the private sector. RSB, you are such a hard ass. I know. I just like, I look at all the billions and trillions, and then I was like, you think we could do with a little less government? Yeah, a little? Really? Yes, I do. And if that makes me a hard ass sprint, I know if we could say that very politely, then so be it. Take in a federal worker and treat them to dinner. Help them out and then guide them to a private sector job. There's stuff that you can do. There's stuff that you can do outside of federal government. I know, though, that they like the benefits. Oh, but the private sector doesn't come with benefits. Benefits. What are the benefits of having really good medical insurance? Most dangerous thing you can have in America. You want that? You're a numbnut. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. Super Don. I'm just like, I'm taking it out.
Wow. No, wait, you're just swinging for the fences here. I don't know. Look, it would suck to be a person in Washington, D.C. or wherever who, had a job working for the government. You can't say we can't be a Sith Lord on this situation here, okay? Because, there are people in government that we do support, right?
What is this role reversal with you? I tried to be nice to doctors. You were mean to doctors. Now it's the other way around. Oh, but these are not doctors, right? I get it.
Yeah. So anyway, whatever. I hope they get a resolution sometime soon. Because, listen, there are going to be possibly some negative effects as a result of this. Mm-hmm. Although I do have to say, listen, when Trump got elected, I told you, we had this conversation. I said, look, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not. I would not have voted for Trump if I voted. But I really am looking forward to seeing how crazy things get in government, because things have been so boring for so long. Oh, we've got to have decorum and we have to act presidential. I was hoping that he would shake things up, and he definitely has. And he's said, uncovered a lot of crazy stuff going on in the media and stuff like that. And so I'm telling you, the last 48 hours has really been something to laugh about.
Dude,
this whole thing between Trump and Pelosi. And
for all the reasons, I really miss our buddy Jerry Doyle. I mean, you think,
yeah,
he'd be having fun with this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. He would be having a field day with this situation. So I don't know.
Well, look, the people that are furloughed right now, they're already passing legislation that guarantees they're going to get all of their back pay.
Oh, sure.
And
but see, again, I mean, look, if I imagine, like, if I didn't get, you know, paid, you know, and I had to wait, you know, 2 or 3 months or something like that, yeah, that doesn't help the right now thing. They will get the money. But they're feeling the pinch right now, and I do have a little bit of compassion for those people.
But it also says how many of the federal workers, if they're really in trouble, are living paycheck to paycheck.
But so is a lot of people.
Yeah,
though.
No,
that's
I agree.
Kind of
and that's a broader warning that I'm just bringing up here economically.
Sure.
That
no,
you know the economy, we could say it's booming, but how many people actually have 2 or 3 months reserves to get you through a pinch, a tight situation? And you know that's the Federal Reserve note economy that is not getting better, even though the stock market is up. And that's where, you know, we are intellectually honest about, hey, look, we like some of the things Trump's doing, but to say that the stock market is the sign of a good economy, that's also an artificial reality.
Oh, it's good. It's good for the stockbrokers, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, y'all, listen, let's dive into the New Year's flu vaccine. This is the 2018-2019 flu shot. And right. There's a lot of hype and PR going out into the news releases that says, hey, it's good protection. You know, we've had some sucky years, really bad. Is it 40%? Is it 60%? Is it 81%? They actually use the term 81% or number here in this one, talking about predominant strains, the milder H1N1, the more virulent and dangerous H3N2. And, you know, hey, old people, get your high dose flu shots, massive adjuvants, and you're gonna be all right. And Superdon, I look at this, I'm like going, where's the backup to this claim that this year's flu shot's really awesome?
That's true. I mean, before we went live here, we were over at the CDC looking, right, for the data, and they don't even have it there. They have it for last year's, which they say was 40%. But there's nothing here saying 80%. Look, if that's the case, that would be the most successful flu shot
ever
on record.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are they? They're coming out with these statements. And my immediate response, you know, we talk about this before we go to air, is like, where's the backup to this? Where's the peer reviewed analysis? Where is anything? And I'm
looking at what scientists ask for. If you give them any type of a claim or anything about a nutritional supplement, they want the show me the proof. Show me the studies.
Show me the study. And you go to the CDC's own claims, and it's like at best they're going 40%. Does that mean a 40% success rate, a 40% match rate, a 40% conversion into antibodies due to the antigens that they selected?
Well, look, they're saying 80% now. So should we be so hard on them? They are the CDC, right? You know, they're the guys that are in charge that know everything that's going on. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, all right? 80% and 80% success. Dude, that's awesome. That nobody should be getting the flu right now, right?
Right. Well, especially if you get a shot. Now, let's go to Colorado. A tragic story. A tragic story. And I'm not exaggerating. Of a child who apparently died from the flu. Died from the flu. And this is a story out of Denver. Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says this young child who died from the flu in early January was from the Denver metro area and only partially vaccinated. What? What do they mean? They gave him half a vaccine?
Half a flu shot?
Right. They gave him the shot and they go, no, let's give him half the shot. Let's pull it out before we give the whole thing. What the hell's going on here? Well, they say that children under age 9, if they get a flu vaccine for the first time, they need 2 doses. At least 4 weeks apart to be protected. Based on what? Where again is the peer-reviewed scientific literature where they actually analyze children getting flu shots in a double-blind placebo-controlled methodology to say, you know what, that one didn't work. Let's do a second one 4 weeks apart, and then they're fully protected. At what level? 80%, 40%, 20%. This is they're pulling this out of their aspirin, Super Don. And this kid, they claim he died because he was only partially vaccinated. You better get those kids 2 shots.
Well, you know, I mean that's a crappy situation, obviously, being a parent, you know. But it does beg the question. You're right. I mean, it's like what's going on here? You know, I actually wasn't even aware of that you have to get 2.
Yeah,
I thought you just got 1. And, you know, then the other question you have to ask yourself is what else was going on with this kid? Was there something else that was going on here that led to, you know, being susceptible or weakened, you know, weakened immune system or,
They're claiming it was H1N1, which they say is the predominant strain, but also mild.
Oh, the swine flu.
Right. And seven-year-old went into a coma. At last check with battling symptoms before dying. It is a tragedy. It's bad. But for them to claim that, oh, if this kid had only gotten the second shot, he would live. There's no evidence for that.
That is what they're implying, right?
What was there mercury in the shot? Could that have devastated the immune system? We've talked about the corruption of the microbiome. No, they're not getting into that. By the way,
only he was fully vaccinated. Right. Because fully vaccinated people wouldn't have this problem, right?
Now, real quick, from Denver, let's go to El Paso. This is a KVIA reporting, Channel 7 there. A woman in her mid-20s now, okay? Not a kid, mid-20s. Young, vital, healthy, dies of the flu. And guess what? Had been fully vaccinated against the influenza virus.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. Fully vaccinated against the flu. Second flu-related death in that area. El Paso going.
And look at this. They say she had no underlying conditions either.
Well, that makes it even more confounding because that means the flu shot likely contributed to her death. If there was no pre-existing chronic immune suppressed any issues and she got a flu shot fully vaccinated and died from the flu. Folks, they're on the wrong path. They've been on the wrong path for a long time. Please make sure your grandma and grandpa's not on the wrong path. Let's give them some extra selenium. Let's pump them up with echinacea. Let's give them some beta-glucan. Let's detoxify their livers. Let's hydrate them. Let's give them some silver hydrosol. But my gosh, please steer them clear of this influenza shot disaster that the first article we covered. Oh, 81%. Really? Based on what? They can lie to you, folks, with impunity. They can lie to you in the mainstream media about these issues. And again, it's a tragedy when anyone dies. You can say for any reason, but the reality is they're scamming you. And this is why you need to share this message of health, freedom, and healing, liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show and make sure everybody's listening. Moms, young moms and dads who have kids that are frightened into the flu shot, they got to get two, really? Mercury-laden shots? And even the mercury-free shots contain some mercury. How do you explain the benefit of injected mercury to the immune system or any system in the body? Super D, again, this is a very important opening segment. As much as I don't want to do any more flu stories or flu shot stories, it was very important to open today with this.
Well, it's on people's minds, and the media is out there pushing one narrative, and it's important that we show both sides of the debate, right?
Yeah. And second narrative, when you have the flu, take an anti-flu or viral drug like Tamiflu. We're going to get into the realities of Tamiflu coming up next, and it's scary, folks. But we got your power to heal right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me make this perfectly clear, y'all, if it's not clear. If you, we're clear on the flu shot. I think we're clear on the flu shot. But what about if you have the flu or influenza-like ailments or symptoms? Have we been clear enough over the years, Super Don, you think, in talking about the rightful remedies, like Dr. King's flu relief formula, multi-strain flu relief, the things we've talked about with Dr. King over the years? I mean, that should be very, very, very clear. And I want you to reach out to Dr. Frank King, drkings.com. 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Should you be suffering from anything you think is flu or flu-related? That's the beauty of homeopathy. It doesn't have to be the flu. It could be flu symptoms that are similar. They're not actually that. It could be a cold. Your remedies are going to help. They're going to be similar. So that to me is like, all right, I just want to be clear before we talk about the wrong remedy. The wrong remedy for the flu.
I think we have been clear, but I also think we've been equally as clear when it comes to that thing called Tamiflu.
Oh, Scammy Flu, right? Right?
Yes.
Have we been as clear over the years?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, Scammy Flu. There's another story out about it today. And this is a perfect 1-2 punch for us talking about the flu shot. Then you go, okay, all right. I'm not going to do flu shot. What about Tamiflu? Right? New listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have talked about the what they call side effects, which are direct effects of the drug, especially in children, creating really strange, nightmarish scenarios. And I mean really nightmares, but also we've discussed children, getting up in the middle of the night, climbing out of second-story windows, walking into traffic and getting hit by a bus. I mean, this is crazy, crazy stuff, Tamiflu. And now we've got a story. This is off of, at least Yahoo's picked it up. Yahoo Lifestyle, this Corin Miller wrote this. Headline reads, doctors say nightmares on Tamiflu are, quote unquote, very common. So it's not like it's even like, oh, it's a one in a million, like they claim. The adverse effects to vaccination, one in a million. How about the adverse effects to Tamiflu in kids? Very common, according to physicians. This is not coming from an alternative media website, although I would tend to believe that alternative media website more than most mainstream media sites. But this is a rare admission from within the allopathic pharmaceutical pseudo-society, so to speak, that says the treatment for flu, Tamiflu, creating these nightmarish circumstances more commonly than they'd like to lead anybody to believe, but that's a fact.
And they don't know why it does it either. Hmm. This is another bizarre thing about this Tamiflu, is that they have no idea exactly why kids have nightmares when they take it.
What would happen if they took Dr. King's multi-strain flu relief formula and there were reports of nightmares? The FDA would be on him to shut him down yesterday. And then they say, recall all flu remedies of the homeopathic variety because they're nightmares. In the meantime, these nightmares resulting in injury and death are, that's all right. It's the best thing we got going. Y'all keep getting Tamiflu for your kids. The FDA says it's okay.
Yeah, well, this writer here at Yahoo says, you know, unfortunately, there's only so much you can do about the nightmares, right? Well, yeah, well, one thing you can do is not take Tamiflu, here's the thing. The Tamiflu, study after study after study has proven that it might, like 12 hours?
A half a day total.
Yeah, you might recover 12 hours sooner than if you didn't take Tamiflu. And by the way, it might give your kid nightmares and make him walk out and throw himself in front of a bus.
Right.
Well, no, but that's not worth it. At all. How can somebody think that that's even worth taking?
But so here you go, a mainstream news article that, they talk about natural shows like, you're just fear-mongering, right? Fear-mongering. No, we're taking it right from the peer-reviewed literature, even CDC reports, or in this case, other medical doctors going out and saying this is exactly what is happening. And then we don't leave you hanging. We say, hey, you know what? We got other options for you. Preventing the flu, or if you have the flu, how to get through it much quicker, much safer, whether it be the use of silver hydrosol, which stops viral replication, whether it be the increasing use of 100% whole food selenium, which also stops viral activity, reverses it, or the homeopathic remedies that have no negative side effects. So, in fact, the fear mongers are in the mainstream media frightening you that the only thing you can do is Tamiflu and flu shots, which is resulting, as we've described, in no protection and or death and injury. So who are the fearmongers really, Super Don?
It's you.
What?
Oh, no.
You know, you're like one of those people in social media that unfriends me for post. Well, we'll get to that in a little while. Yes, somebody unfriended the Robert Scott Bell Show just yesterday because of something you discussed. I know. We'll get to it. Hey, folks, we got questions of the day coming up. Thyroid-related. Vegans. We got good news about vegans today. Maybe not so good news. So we're going to upset everybody that listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show eventually. You listen long enough. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I have signed a letter to Congress to make clear that if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto.
President Trump, in a videotaped speech that played for the folks at the March for Life event in Washington, D.C., House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says it's time for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to start negotiating with President Trump on border security or let someone else negotiate for her.
It's time for Nancy Pelosi to put a counteroffer on the table of some amount. She says she's for border security, yet she's opposed every single item except for she literally said she'd only support a dollar. Does anybody think that's serious? Of course not.
President Trump tweeted that he'll have a major announcement Saturday concerning the ongoing partial government shutdown and humanitarian crisis at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
RobertScottBell.com, that's where you go for all of the wonderful stories that Super Don compiles for us. And some of you get mad at, some of you praise him, and sometimes it's a little bit of both. Listen, I like to think still that we have intellectual integrity, that we call things out as we see them, and sometimes it upsets some of our audience, sometimes it upsets another part of our audience, and, you know, never, sometimes the twain shall meet. And, you know, like we've talked about with our chat room, right? If we talk about flat earth, we'd like to think that our flat earth believing listeners will be nice to the spherical earth believing listeners and vice versa. And then you come in and go, y'all, look, and this is Super Don, I quote, if I can tolerate people who put pineapple on their pizza, y'all can figure out how to get along.
I think that is a reasonable statement. I mean, come on. If I can do it, you can do it too.
I think that's wisdom of the ancients coming forward here, right?
Oh, is it? Wow.
Well, you know, see, next hour we're going to talk with Chris Barr, not a doc and not a nurse. We're going to go topical on you. And I don't mean just topical in terms of the news cycle. We're talking about your epidermis. Your epidermis is showing a lot less of it in the winter, but what can we do to help things that are epidermological? I just made that word up. Having to do with the skin. Topical skincare, we're going to talk about it next hour. This is a very unusual hour, not a doc and not a nurse. But I'm going to ask him also about the keto diet. And we've really upset people on the keto issue.
Ooh, I know Chris has kind of an opinion on that, too.
Yeah, but I, you know, we might have a kinder, gentler Chris Barr next hour on the subject.
Really?
But, you know, but our perspective is practical, rooted in practicality, principles, biological, physiological realities, metabolic pathways, things like that. Okay. So we'll talk about it. People that get upset with us, it's kind of like doctors. Really, the ones that have integrity, they don't get mad when we take on doctors like about flu shots or vaccines or, you know, different things, right? Those that get it go, yeah, no, I'm with you on that front. And mm-hmm. and I think that those who are committed vegetarians or vegans or, you know, step back and listen. Listen, really listen with, you know, if you want to talk about your mental acuity, let's bring it back into play, but listen with your heart, too. Why we're presenting the messages we are. So, vegans, take notice. We've got a story about you coming up. And, you know, I've got nothing against vegans, vegetarians, paleo, all of that stuff. We talk about what works for you. But we want to, you know, bring on certain realities and ask questions, maybe present some other options. But before we go there, we have a question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our question of the day heading into the weekend is coming from Rose. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet, especially if you pay attention to hour two and what we talk about putting on your body. How is that for a teaser for next hour there, Super Don? Rose.
I like it.
Rose. Okay, Robert, she says. Any suggestions for natural remedy for a hyperthyroid? It would be nice to get off the prescription medications for it. Also, what do you think would cause the thyroid to go into hyper mode in the first place? Thank you, Rose. Rose, I love this question. I really do, because I've talked about this from time to time, about my perspective on what's going on when you have a hyperthyroidism scenario. And Super Don, do you remember ever covering this subject with me, or I covering this with you?
Yes. I mean, the topic has come up a few times. I do recall.
Yeah, and I always like to step back to try and see the bigger picture, right? What is, you know, the thyroid gland, you know, part of the endocrine producing, you know, functions of the body. And if the thyroid has gone hyperfunctional, remember the word hyper, everybody knows that, right? If you're hyper, what does that mean? You're over something. You're overdoing. You're kind of crazy with energy, like kids that are hyperactive. They go, slow them down, right? How do we wear them out? Now, the weird thing is, right, if you're a parent, what would you do if your kid is hyper, right? You've done this. Well, you've got hyper grandkids, Super Don. What's the ideal way to do it? Do you give them a doggy downer? What do you do? Give them a drink of wine? What do you do for the hyper kids?
A drink of wine? What? Jeez. No.
I'm just asking.
Do some people do that?
Not officially. They would never
intoxicate
admit it.
Intoxicate your kid?
Right. Like, how do you take a hyper kid and make them less hyper? What do you do?
You know, you have to know the kid. Not all kids are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they're just, especially when they're young and they don't communicate well, they might act up just because they're trying to get your attention or they want something. They're thirsty. They're hungry. They got a dirty diaper.
Right.
You know, you have to be kind of intuitive as a parent or a grandparent in this case.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you can just sit down and you know, do an activity with them or find, you know, like a cartoon or something that they can watch. You know, you got to have a bunch of tools in your toolbox.
I like the word activity, though.
Yes.
Because the hyperactivity is something that you go, all right, now let's just, for the sake of our discussion here, that the child is not hyperactive in a diagnosed sense, but just got a lot of energy because he's a kid. Or she's a kid. What do you do? Activity is key. Take them out to the playground. Run around with them. Let them burn off that energy, right? Until the end of the whatever that time period, they're like, oh man, they're relaxed and calm because they've used the energy. And they might take a nap or it's ready for bed. Or as an adult, if you can't go to sleep at night, it might be that you're not exercising, using your physical body enough. So I'm just kind of putting this context or concept out for folks to consider. In Rose's question, it may be a little different because we're talking about aberrant hyperactivity. Not, I just got extra energy, let me burn it off. We got a thyroid that is overactive. Why? Now, what is it in the glandular communication family in the body that precedes, by and large, almost every case of hyperactive thyroid? It's the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands. You didn't know that you were, well, not caring for them very well. You weren't dealing with stress appropriately. Maybe from an emotional perspective, maybe from a physical perspective, because you're not exercising enough to burn off the stress energy from a normal workaday world, right? Not enough exercise. And so you've got this cortisol level that's elevated. You are on the burning the candles at both end type A lifestyle. And you're drinking to wonderful excess that beloved Super Dawn thing called coffee. I hear you, right?
Uh-huh.
And so you're not nourishing your adrenals with the proper mineral intake or adaptogenic herbs, proper foods that support and nourish the endocrine glands, the endocrine system. And so you're burning out your adrenals. Now, this is often not diagnosed. In fact, it's encouraged. Yeah, just drink a little extra coffee, right? Or take a one of those supercharged energy caffeine drinks. And eventually, that gland gets wore out. Yeah, you wore it out. You didn't nourish it. You just burned that sucker out. And guess what? A secondary adaptation for survival, in a sense, is the thyroid gland begins spinning out of control to compensate for the burned out adrenals. Do you remember me ever saying this in our history here of the Robert Scott Bell Show? Because Rose is bringing up a timely question.
Yeah. Well, of course I remember because you always bring up coffee.
Yeah, I know. You never any story related to coffee he's going to remember is like, can I circumvent what RSB just said? So I want you, Rose, to understand that you've got to look back honestly in your own history as to what you have done that maybe ignored the lifestyle that precipitated adrenal dysfunction, lowered adrenal function, and that, you know, set the stage for the thyroid to have to take over. And now the good news is that if you're catching it in hyper state, you still got function of the thyroid. The problem is if you miss that window of opportunity, however long it takes, you now get into this so-called hypo function of the thyroid. Now, if it's a natural occurrence, if we call it living wrong, but naturally it burns itself out, that's one thing. But what happens when you go into the doctor to get medicine diagnosed for a hyperthyroid? They're going to do stuff to destroy your thyroid over time, on purpose. And eventually they'll say, man, your thyroid is so overactive. Let's just radiate it and nuke it. Or let's remove it. I mean, I'm talking about thyroidectomies. This is crazy stuff that allopathic medical mad scientist doctors do. And so by taking these synthetics, you're going to destroy through a feedback mechanism the thyroid, which is sort of their intention. And then they put you permanently on a state of drugs or synthetic forms of endocrine compounds. Now, granted, there are more natural forms, which I would prefer, but ultimately I would like to say, hey, what can we do to correct this? One of the key, I won't even call it a remedy, but minerals for thyroid function is selenium. You definitely want to up your selenium. And again, this is not a bad thing when I say, Rose, up your selenium. I'm being loving and kind, just so you know. So increase selenium levels. We talk about Dr. David Brownstein, who's a brilliant doctor, talks about iodine. But remember, iodine only works in conjunction with selenium. So yes, iodine is fine, but look at the selenium. That's the missing component here. So Rose, if you haven't already, up your selenium from 200 micrograms to 400, 600, or even 800 micrograms a day, 100% whole food. And you're going to find we've got a special discount code. I'm not telling you what it is. You got to listen hour two. That when you get some of the things we're going to talk about for the outside of your body, You throw it in the mix, get some selenium with it. You're going to get the discount as well. But that's next hour. You'll learn about that. So for me, that's critical, the selenium. Now, of course, there are other things that are adaptogenic herbs you could study about, learn about in a general sense. But I also want to tell you about the two key homeopathic remedies for the thyroid. And that is including iodine in homeopathic form. That's iodine. That helps you to utilize iodine more efficiently, appropriately. And thyroidinum, which is a glandular but in a homeopathic form. You're not having to take in unknown quantities, forms. You don't know how you'll interact with it. So those two are key. There are thyroid formulas out there in the homeopathic world that you can also take. But remember, again, liver, intestinal function, detoxification functions, all of these things, if not acknowledged and worked with, can contribute to aberrant endocrine function. And I don't know if I'm talking too slowly, too quickly, too basically, but these are the things that are missed by everybody that targets just the thyroid in this case, because we've got to nourish and rebuild and repair the adrenals in conjunction with nourishing the thyroid for better function. You think that any of that was helpful there, Super Don?
I think so. And, okay. You know, if you were speaking a little too quickly,
yeah.
Just go back and listen to it again. Take notes.
Dagnammit, I went so long on this, we can't talk about vegan bashing. We're going to have do that next segment.
Okay.
Vegans, we love you. We're going to talk about you next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just a heads up, second hour of the show, we got not a doc and not a nurse for the entire hour. We're going to do a topic we've not done together this intensely about topical skincare. By the way, we're going to talk about the Om Botanical full-on organic edible, in fact. And my wife is loving the Young and Bright formula, whatever it is. It's called Build Collagen, reduces dark spots, and she's digging it. So y'all check it out. Lots of links, including discounts for this and other things through our friends at, Jonathan particularly at, choosetobehealthy.com. Yeah, y'all check it out. Y'all check it out. Now, Super D, we love vegans. In fact, the fact of the matter is, we argue eating lower on the food chain is a good thing, just like our dearly departed friend Liam Schaff did. We just, and as our bottom line is what works for you. Pay attention to your body. Now, people that are vegan sometimes get very dogmatic and even sometimes militant about it. And I don't like the militant vegans any more than I like the militant paleo or the militant keto people. And we'll talk about some keto stuff next hour, things you should be aware of. But there is a story here. Again, don't shoot the messenger. Super Don found it. Here's the headline. Vegans take twice as many sick days as everyone else.
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
What? Right. Subheadline. Yes. Perhaps carrots should carry cigarette-style health warnings as it's emerged that vegans actually take more sick days off than everyone else. I was like, really? Really? Yeah. Cigarettes with carrots? Oh, come on. Come on. Really? That's being ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have heard. I've never eaten vegetarian. I've had vegetarian meals and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
But I've heard, generally speaking, that if you're going to eat, and listen, when I say vegetarian, I'm not trying to diss on vegan. I understand the difference, but I'm talking about it's a plant-based diet. Yeah. And so I've heard that when somebody follows a plant-based diet, that it's very common for them to need to supplement because there are certain things that they're not getting in a plant-based diet that they would get otherwise. And so it kind of makes sense if you're eating without supplementing the things that you need, that you would get ill more often. One thing I do want to point out, though, it's kind of funny, this study, because we always want to look and see who's doing these studies, right?
Sure, sure.
So this study was done. They did a survey of 1,000 office workers, and it was done by the makers of Fisherman's Friend.
The lozenges. That's funny. By the way, this is a UK issue, so listen, yes. It might be different for Canadian vegans and American vegans, but they say that the vegans were three times more likely to take a trip to their general practitioner as well compared to the average UK adult. Now, does this mean that they're not supplementing the things that might not be there in the diet? I don't know. We haven't looked at it in that great of a detail. But as you said, please don't be mad at us vegans. We're just reporting on this.
Listen, yeah. This is because we're concerned. So listen, yeah. If you're a vegan, just make sure you're healthy and you're doing well. And if you need to supplement, do it.
Believe me, there are big problems with the people doing ketos and paleos improperly as well. So
absolutely.
And we'll talk
absolutely.
A little bit about that next hour. In that regard. So, y'all check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Be kind and loving when you comment on these stories. If you think we're hating on you, we're not. Although, so apparently somebody thought I was hating on progressives yesterday, Super Don, in the social media world.
We should do a segment. Was it something I said? Right?
Was it something I ate? No, it was something you said. So, what was the story we were covering yesterday briefly?
We covered a story out of the Washington Times. It was a quote by Joe Lieberman talking about how the Democratic Party is not going to succeed with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's policies. And so it was just we were just reporting on what Joe Lieberman said. And we put it down on Facebook, and apparently there was a guy, you can see it if you go over to Robert Scott Bell Facebook page, Scott Taylor, he left a comment. He said, Robert Scott Bell, you have just been unfriended and unfollowed. How dare you push mainstream dollars, DNC ideologies in lieu of progressive? I'm absolutely disgusted with you because of this post. You are anti-liberal.
Wow.
Now, you responded to this guy.
Yeah.
I saw all this morning, and your response was, oy vey.
Yeah, oy vey, very simple. It's like, what are you going to do? Now, by the way, I want to preclude this discussion on this
yes.
to say, don't be hating on Ginger Taylor's husband, Scott, because it's not the same guy.
Different Scott.
He's apparently a
different
real estate Scott agent Taylor. In Orlando. And
so,
I don't think I knew this guy at all.
Yeah. This Scott Taylor has a bimbo eruption, right?
Yeah.
And your response is, oy vey.
Mm-hmm.
So he responds back, and he says, oh, well, apparently you're anti-Semite as well.
What? I use Yiddish, and now I'm an anti-Semite? What?
Not to mention the fact you have Jewish heritage,
yeah,
man.
Right.
Come on, man. Here we are all over again, just like Mediaite calling you anti-Semite for attacking Jon Stewart.
By the way, I saw this. I didn't see that last comment, but he removed it. But you can see it in the show notes at robertscott.com.
I got a screen grab up.
You got
yeah.
it. Listen, we got to go. We got a whole other hour to go. Remember, the power to heal and be silly and laugh at these things is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With VantagePoint, you don't have to. VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, VantagePoint is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to VantagePoint? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with VantagePoint software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.